I had some sweet potato growers in my office this morning, and because of lack of containers to export sweet potatoes from North Carolina, those products are being sold here domestically that otherwise would be going to Europe. And that's putting a glut of sweet potatoes in this country on the market. So there's all sorts of impacts that we see taking place on the supply chain on our export market. Domestically, again, because of the constraints of supply and demand based upon the pandemic and the reopening of this economy, we don't have enough rail cars, rail trains, for shipment. Let me give you an example. California's dairy industry, which produces 20% of all the milk products in America, we, because of the high demand of 1,200 dairies, large dairies, and our poultry industry, produce about 2 months of our annual yearly feed supply for our dairies, which means 10 months of our feed supply, corn feed and other feed products for cattle and poultry, are dependent upon shipment of trains from the Midwest to California. These are large trains, 4 to 7 trains a week that are 120 car trains. And because, again, the constraints of the, as a result of the pandemic, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, laying off of an early retirement for people who work in railroads, mothballing, train sets, locomotives, and cars. Now, all of a sudden, this demand is heated up, and we find two of the major rail shippers in America, Union Pacific and Burlington Northern, unable to meet the demand. And we need that supply of feed coming in weekly. And now it's only going to get more challenging, I think, because they're going to start harvesting in the Midwest here in August and September, and there will be more demands on those cars. And we see that also having a ripple effect on getting feed to places like Florida. So we have a domestic challenge right now in our ability to ship our products domestically from where we grow them to where we need them.